Thank you for calling the
Hello.
COVID. Hello, can you hear me? Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. We're Parade Assistance. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're Parade Assistance. We're Parade Assistance citizens who would like to be notified once the vaccine is available. Okay, but I think you had a question also. What was your question?
Okay, honey, I was registered through the Alabama Department of Health line for my husband and I. I'm 75 and 83.
Yes, ma'am.
And now they're all coming at, I live in Baldwin County, okay. And they're coming out with all these clinics, and I have no idea, do we wait for an appointment? They said they would call us.
Well, let's
I'm totally confused.
I think we all are. I'm like, we all are somewhat. But this is new, and so it's something different. And everybody must be vaccinated, you know, have the vaccination, you know. But what the information that we take from you, that goes directly to your health department, okay? And then they will contact you once an appointment becomes available of based on the availability of the vaccination. So
okay.
I know you're in Baldwin County. I've heard all kinds of things from Baldwin County. They said that, what is Ottawa? Ottawa, something is having
one. They're having it. Yeah, that's not far from us, but our problem is, you know, we're old, and to sit for hours waiting for a vaccination doesn't work. And I thought, well, we have an appointment. I think we have an appointment,
well,
and I just wanted to confirm that we will be called.
Well, you'll be called. You don't have an appointment yet. You're pre-registered, and the health department will have to call you based on the availability and set up the appointment.
Okay.
The Baldwin County Health Department will call you and set up an appointment when, you know, based on the availability of the vaccination.
Okay. Now, I also heard that the hospital here is giving vaccines.
I just heard that too. Your people are calling us, and they giving us more information than we know about, because we just really the call center. So we just take the information when people call, and then it goes to the different counties throughout Alabama.
Yeah, I understand, and I'm going like I said to my husband last night, I said, you know, I am so upset. I don't even know if I want the freaking vaccine anymore.
You want it. Look, you want it. You want it. You need to take it. But it's going to be available. But, you know, everybody, we know this is new. I mean, I'm not trying to say anything negative or positive, but more positive. It's new. It's just everybody's trying to get it. And then it's so much of the specifics and logistics that must be worked out, you know. So that's
right.
Why I think a lot of people just, you know, everybody's up in the air about it. But it's going to get there. Everybody's going to be able to take their vaccination one day.
Well, yeah, I was just like going, okay, I called the 800 number that for registration, and they referred me to the website, and I thought, well, you know, it took me 12 days to get through to the registration. I was determined I was going to get an appointment, and I thought, oh, what a mess.
Well, we got your information. If you could call this line, you know, we got the information. They asked you your name, your first name, last name, phone number, and, you know, what county and all that. That went to your health department, and they would need to call based on the availability of the vaccination and you know, all the other things as far as the first responders and healthcare workers, and then 75 and over. And then now I see where the government, they've lowered it to, 65 coming up within the next few weeks, within the next week, next few days. Excuse me. And so hopefully this will be expedited, and you'll get your vaccination and be very happy. And I hope we get all
this. Oh, God, am I lost in that sand pile?
I know. But do you want me to take your information again, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, let's make sure it's there.
I guess that would be good.
Okay,
and that's in Baldwin County. Okay. That's one.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But it's been interesting to hear the things that we're hearing, you know, people calling and they're upset. And one lady had gotten her first one. She said, well, I want my second one. And I told her, I said, ma'am, they're trying to work as fast as they can. And those health departments, well, I want my second one. I said, well, some people are trying to get their first one. She got an attitude. Well, I just need my second one. I'm like, okay. I told her, I said, no, I'll put your name back in there again. Okay, what's your first name?
Okay, Barbara.
B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Lee. And there's Lee behind it, L-E-E.
Okay, Barbara, and put Lee in it. Okay. Okay, Ms. Barbara, what is your last name?
Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Okay, got that. Okay, and your phone number where you could be reached by the health department when they call you.
Okay, 251-424-4681.
Okay. 4681.
4681.
Okay, 251-424-4681.
Correct.
Okay, and your email address?
Is B as in Barbara, P as in Peter,
okay,
Thompson.
Okay, and last name.
10,
okay.
At gmail.com.
At gmail, okay, gmail.com. Okay, got that. Okay, and gmail, C-G-A. Okay, got that. Okay, and you're in Baldwin County. Okay,
yes,
and your age, please, your age?
75. I'll be
okay.
76 by the time I get it.
Well, you, they should, hopefully they'll be calling you soon, I tell you, hopefully. Okay, okay, so we have your information. Okay, let me get your husband's information, okay?
Okay, his name is Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R.
Okay.
Thompson.
Thompson as well, okay.
The same.
Okay, okay. And the same email address?
Phone. Let's just leave it as that, yes.
Okay, at 251-424-4681. Okay, and the email, okay, okay. And you're in Baldwin. Okay.
Yes.
And his age, please?
83.
83, okay.
Yeah. Well, he's the one, you know, he goes, I can't sit in the line and wait. I have
I
to
know.
Go to the bathroom.
I know.
And
I
I'm like, honey, I know. And I says, we're too old to sit in the line. I mean, if I have an appointment, I don't mind waiting.
Right, right. But sitting in line in a car for a long time and waiting, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, I thought, well, I am so confused. I'm just going to call them and see if they really have our information,
well,
and somebody will call us.
Right. It's going back there. It's going to go to the health department, but it's based on them and their availability. We want you to note that, okay, because it goes to
okay.
their health department, okay, and hopefully they'll get around to you really soon. We're praying for you.
Well,
we've got you and millions of others. You know. Again, thank you for providing your information. You'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Okay, Ms. Thompson, and enjoy your day, okay? Thank you, guys.
You too, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.